President Trump on North Korea.
We could end up having a major, major conflict.
Just ahead of his 100th day.
Arkansas execution.
He might have shook for 10 seconds.
United cuts deal with dragged passenger.
The airline wanted to get this behind them as quickly as possible.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump warns there is a chance the United States could have a major conflict with North Korea as a strategic showdown intensifies over the country's missile and nuclear programs. Mr. Trump told Reuters he doesn't know what to make of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
As to whether or not he's rational, I have no opinion on it. I hope he's rational. Because if he's rational, I don't think he'd allow what would happen to North Korea to happen.
China has not confirmed Secretary of State Tillerson's assertion on Fox News that Beijing has threatened new sanctions if North Korea carries out a nuclear test.
China is in communications with the regime in Pyongyang. They confirmed to us that they had requested the regime conduct no further nuclear tests.
Well, President Trump may not have to deal with the government shutdown to mark his first 100 days, but an agreement in Congress to put things off for a week is facing headwinds from Senate Democrats. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Senate Democrats are pushing that short-term funding deal to the brink. And while President Trump appears to be narrowly avoiding a government shutdown until that budget extension is passed, the federal government's still set to run out of money at midnight.
And the House doesn't have a new health care bill ready. CBS's Stephen Portnoy looks at what we have seen so far.
No administration has accomplished more.
But history is sure to remember it differently. There was the initial failure of Obamacare repeal.
This is a disappointing day for us.
The chaos of the travel ban.
The president's powers here are beyond question.
Presidential accusations of wiretapping.
I have no information that supports those tweets.
And foreign affairs at the fore.
Right now we're not getting along with Russia at all.
But Mr. Trump's strike on Syria earned praise from many corners, and viewers admired his speech to Congress.
It's a Donald Trump that we haven't seen before.
He was humbled instead of arrogant.
On their list of highlights, Trump aides tout regulatory rollbacks, a drop in illegal immigration, and the confirmation of a Supreme Court justice.
And I got it done in the first 100 days. That's even nice.
But notes Mina Bose at Hofstra University's Presidential Studies Center.
The first 100 days of the Trump presidency have been more filled with conflict than legislative success.
In a tweet last week, President Trump called the milestone, around since FDR's first 100 days, a ridiculous standard. Bose says this much.
Success in the 100 days, or lack of success in the 100 days, isn't an indicator of the presidency as a whole.
George W. Bush's first 100 days were months before 9/11. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Well, today on the 99th day, the president speaks to the NRA. And as CBS's Bill Rakoff tells us, he'll sign an executive order that takes aim offshore.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says he'll review offshore areas for potential oil and gas drilling, including areas declared off limits by former President Obama. Zinke's promising a responsible process.
I have a responsibility to be a steward, and a steward is to make sure that how we proceed forward, there's a reclamation plan, there's a safety plan, it's appropriate.
Critics say drilling in the Atlantic and the Arctic is too dangerous. They're threatening a legal fight if any of the areas are approved. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
For the fourth time this month, Arkansas carried out an execution, putting convicted killer Kenneth Williams to death last night with a lethal injection. Witness Kelly Kissel says there was movement after Williams was supposed to have been sedated.
Like if you're on a bumpy road and you hit a bump and your body gets thrown forward. It happened about 15 times in quick succession.
The daughter of one of Williams' victims says justice was done.
Any amount of movement that he might have had was far less than any of his victims.
The amount hasn't been revealed in United Airlines' newly reached settlement with Dr. David Dow. He was dragged off a flight in Chicago earlier this month, touching off outrage on social media. Airline analyst Henry Hartevelt.
This will help United recover, but it's going to take the airline a long time, perhaps even several years, to live down the infamy of what happened on Flight 3411.
United has issued new policies in the wake of it all. Students rallied on the Cal Berkeley campus yesterday, a debate about free speech. Conservative author Ann Coulter did not turn up to be with supporters. She had already called off a speaking engagement there because of security concerns.
When Ann gets bullied out of a talk,
We have to hop on a plane and go do the talk for her.
Culture opponents aim their fire across the conservative spectrum.
We're here to say no to Donald Trump's racist attacks. We're here to say yes to immigrant rights and full equal rights.
Overseas, the supporters of Macedonia's main conservative party attacked opposition legislators. Lawmakers have been at odds over the appointment of a new parliament speaker. Pope Francis has just arrived in Egypt, calling on Christians and Muslims to reject violence. A bishop in Britain's Coptic Church says the visit's a positive step.
It's a very good show of Christian solidarity. They've put up with so many attacks and so much persecution.
25 years ago this weekend, Los Angeles was shaken by the not guilty verdicts of white police officers in the beating of black man Rodney King. CBS's Steve Futterman recalls it unleashed a violent, deadly backlash.
Outside the courthouse, there was immediate outrage.
Guilty! Guilty! Guilty!
And soon after, the unrest spread to the streets of L.A. For 6 days, the looting, the destruction, and the fires continued.
Why are you taking the merchandise?
'Cause fun.
It's fun?
Yeah.
Even news crews were not safe. Reporter Bob Brill was attacked as he filed a report.
Now I see smoke. Can't tell.
Oh, God!
At one point, Rodney King made a personal appeal for the violence to stop.
Can we all get along? Can we get along?
A quarter century later, people still remember this man was a teenager in 1992. He is now in his 40s.
I'm not going to incriminate myself. I definitely did not loot, though. What it excited me was, you know, the anarchy.
There will be events this weekend to commemorate and recall the L.A. riots. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
British police have been on the move looking to foil suspected terrorists.
A woman is in serious condition after being shot by anti-terrorist police during a raid on a house in northwest London. Tear gas firing police smashed in the door. There were 6 arrests. Scotland Yard's Neil Basu says police broke up an active terrorist plot.
Due to these arrests that have been made yesterday, I believe we have contained the threats that they posed.
Police say there's no connection between this alleged plot and an earlier arrest near Downing Street of a man carrying knives. He's also suspected of planning a terrorist attack. Larry Miller, CBS News. News, London.
After the booing died down in Philadelphia, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was able to reveal the top pick in this year's draft.
The Cleveland Browns select Myles Garrett, defensive end, Texas A&M.
The Browns hope Garrett will torment opposing quarterbacks. And that's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.